Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and we are just days away from the start of the 66th Berlin International Film Festival. And of course, this means that we are also approaching a new edition of the Berlinale Talents. And what better way to introduce it than by talking to its program manager, Florian Weghorn. Thank you very much for taking time off your busy schedule and talking with us.
My pleasure. So I'm looking forward to the festival and also talking to you.
For those who are not familiar with the Berlinale Talents, could you maybe give us a brief overview of what it is and maybe tell us a little bit about its history and how it has evolved over the years?
It's now the 14th edition that we are doing. Berlinale Talents was founded as an initiative that simply reacts on the fact that we have so many nice people, so many experts in the festival, so be this a camera DOP, be this a director, of course, be this another festival maker. And the initial idea was to invite more young people, that they were really young people, to come to the festival from all over the world and bring them together with these experts and make them talk, make them meet, and create some kind of a network and exchange. And over the many, many years that we're now doing this, it has developed into something really big. So it's a big, huge summit. We still invite 300 film professionals from around the world. This year we have the 300 from 78 different countries, and they're coming to Berlin. They are all experienced in filmmaking, so they're in the 5th to 10th year of their career, and we gather them in 3 big theaters together with the experts and make them meet.
So 300 talents have been invited to this year's Berlinale Talents, and they're all kind of coming from different fields of the industry. How does the selection process work?
They apply for it. In the meantime, we have a worldwide network of other initiatives that help us to promote the whole initiative. We also have our own 6 international offshoots, so there's a big network of people who are waiting for the application in July, and then we have a number of 3,000 applications per year coming from all these different countries, and within 2 months, a committee sits down and watches excerpts from their work and also the questions they've answered. And what we're interested in is not only the ones that have big successes or that have been at other festivals or so. What we're interested in is what is the resonance, what is the relevance of the work of this or that person? And this can also be something very small. This can be very important impact that they create probably in their own networks in the country, or that they go and work on a special topic that is in the moment relevant for the country or the culture. And the committee looks into each of these applications carefully, and then in the end they make a selection of 300.
And of course, whoever is selected really does get a great opportunity to be part of something really, really special. And a lot of the talents that participated at the campus go on to flourish in their respective careers. And I've read that this year, more than 100 talents alumni will be presenting films in the Berlinale.
Yeah, that's right. That was also a big surprise to us, probably not a total surprise, but we do this counting work only after the selection of the festival has been done. And in the meantime, we have these 111 alumni this year in 84 films that have been at Talents before and now come back as a sound designer of a competition program film, or as a director of a film in the culinary cinema, or as a short filmmaker returning to Berlinale Shorts. And it's a back and forth also, because also among the 300 selected talents this year, a bit more than 50 have been at the Berlinale before. So it is a back and forth. It goes in both directions. And it's not an obligation to be in the festival before or afterwards, but it is, of course, a good sign that we pick the right people and that it obviously makes sense. So because they stay in touch, they meet people here. And in many, many cases, we have film teams in a forum film with 7 former alumni, which means that they also found each other in Berlin, began to work together on the film, and then, of course, for them, it's a homecoming because they come back to Berlin now with a film, and that's a big thing for them.
Yeah, that goes to show the importance and prestige of the campus and the networking opportunities it offers for those who take part in it, which also takes us to the upcoming edition of the Berlinale Talents. Much of it will be focused around the theme entitled The Nature of Relations. So what does this title kind of refer to?
It comes really deep from our own work. That's probably one of the topics that is closest to us, I wouldn't say ever, but very close to us in the moment, so because creating relations is, as I just explained, something that we always do. But what we are interested here in particular this year is not only how things connected, but what is the quality of this connection? What does it actually mean if I have a relation interculturally, or if I, what is my relation as a DOP to an editor? And all these can be person to person relations, the ones that are most obvious, the relationships, but of course it can also be the relation in between the different aesthetical or artistical elements of a film. So, and what we do here is the when we have the talks this year, for example, we try to bring people together that work together but normally don't talk about it together. So it can be two DOPs working on the same series but in different episodes. They have never met like this, so they sit together, talk about how Game of Thrones is done, actually, from the point of view of a DOP. But it can also be a producer and a director who are friends in life, and produce and direct vice versa their own films. And we sit together with them and find out, okay, what is actually this quality of the relationship that makes them successful and continuously working in this kind of arrangement.
For this edition, will there be any main new formats planned?
Yeah, because if we talk about the quality of the relations, then of course we can also highlight what we do here in Berlin. So the experience that the talents take home from Berlinale Talents is not only what they learn or what they hear from Meryl Streep or from Thomas Vinterberg or from Jonathan Glazer, but also to find out actually how this was done. So how this experience, how this information was transferred from one person to the other. And we created some new very open formats that also give more possibilities to for feedback. It starts already in the morning with the talent circuits, which is an open format that focuses around the topic and breaks this topic down in little rounds, a little circle, so that in the end the talent can float in a way from one circuit to the other and hopefully makes his own connections or her own connections in between different elements of a topic. And as I said, as the talents are getting more and more experienced, especially in film work, we also open some panel formats totally and create, yeah, you can name them probably town hall formats, so like a format where we don't have a panel anymore, but there's a moderation in between the audience, festival guests, and talents, and they all share experience, especially about the question of refugees, of migration this year, for example.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, and it really sounds like a rich program. And so as a final question, maybe, as far as the panels and the workshop that you briefly mentioned there, is there any highlights that kind of stand out from the program that you would like to mention?
For many, many people, the opening panel with Meryl Streep is already a highlight. Mm. So I know this from lots of blogs in the internet of jealous people who don't see a chance to attend one of the 500 seats in the theater. But for me, this is very important to, and I see this in connection with many other events. The already mentioned event about the DOPs from Game of Thrones is very important for me because we have a strong focus this year on camera work. Roy Anderson is coming, for example, to kick off a long workshop about his latest film. That's certainly something that leads us deep into a process of relationships in between his long-term collaborators. I'm very much looking forward to the master of collective work, Thomas Vinterberg, so Dogma 95 co-founder. He's coming back to the festival with a film that is called This Commune. So it's a film that relates to his own childhood. He grew up in a hippie commune. And I think it's going to be a very interesting talk that we have with him. There's an interesting and, for me, very rare chance to talk to the makers of two fantastic animation films, two-time Oscar-nominated. Tom Moore is coming with his co-director Tom Moore is the director of Song of the Sea and Secret of Kells, and I think he's one of the ones in the young generation of animation filmmakers in Europe that really is fantastic, outstanding, and I'm looking forward to looking behind the scenes.
That sounds like an incredible program, and I'm sure that everything will be fantastic for anyone involved. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.